Well, they've given up some big plays. So that's really the big thing. They've struggled a little bit in the passing game.
You guys into the week are second in the NFL in sacks. What's clicking so well to get to a number like that?
Well, I don't know. I think the guys are buying into the team concept. I think our defensive line coaches are doing a good job teaching the pass rush techniques that we're doing, and I think we're probably covering a little bit better in the back end.
With the rotation that you use, Mike, specifically at the defensive tackle spot, are you seeing that you're reaping the benefits of fresher legs at this time of the year?
Well, we hope to be. That's part of the reason why we do it is so that really for the fourth quarter, not so much at this time of the year, but in the fourth quarter when it's time to really rush the quarterback, and we hope that we're continue pushing that way so that the rotation package helps these guys stay fresh in the fourth quarter when we need to rush.
Xavier Rhodes, second-year cornerback, by all accounts, seems to have improved dramatically from last year, still with no interceptions. Talk about his development.
Well, I think he's doing much better with understanding the techniques that we're trying to teach. He likes to get up and challenge receivers, which is great. And he's still continually learning the game as far as all the little intricacies that go in with that position. So it's always a work in progress, but he's got a lot of tools to work with.
Is there something innate to a cornerback when it comes to learning how to repeatedly intercept passes? In other words, you have interceptions sprinkled throughout the secondary. When you were in Cincinnati with some of the guys you had there, you had a lot of interceptions. I think at least 10 guys last year had at least one. Is it with Xavier, does he just need to get that first one, then maybe he can roll with it?
Well, I think, Paul, a lot of times it's the pressure dictates a lot of the interceptions. You get in the quarterback's face, he makes a bad throw. Some of it is, I'm a big believer in contesting catches, and if my guy doesn't catch the ball, to me that's a good play. And obviously you want to get interceptions, but there's a lot of value in your guy not catching the ball too. And so we don't preach we got to get interceptions, we got to do this, because then guys start jumping routes and they start cheating, and then you end up giving up plays that you shouldn't give up.
When you got those guys back last Monday for the practice, then the Tuesday day off, then you completed the week of practice, did you sense they needed the break, that they needed to be refreshed physically and or mentally?
I was more worried about me, myself.
How'd you bounce out of it?
It was good. No, I think at this stage in the year that these guys need to get away a little bit, get refreshed, get rejuvenated, and it's important that we come back and ready to go on this stretch run. This is where the big push, this is where the good football teams show up at the end of the year.